candidates, Zbigniew Mikhailuk and Brian Strait, are not going to be playing this evening. Evgeny Malkin and Jordan Staal will be game time, and we have recalled Jason Williams at this point. So I can tell you that Marc-Andre Fleury will be playing in net tonight. Detroit Red Wings, I'd love to talk about them. 8-2 in their last 10 games. Their power play is just around 20%, right back up at being the dangerous level that they always are. And the line of Franzen and Datsyuk and Bertuzzi, with Datsyuk playing extremely well right now, Franzen being the, with his 28 points, being the a big part of that line. I think a guy a lot of times who drives this team, both power play wise and 5-on-5. Zetterberg's line is playing extremely well as well and added some dangerous, but the speed is also from Helm and Chris Connor on that wing as well. They're playing a quick game right now in the neutral zone, scored a couple times last game with that quickness, and you know, we're expecting a tough team to play against defensively. They don't give up a lot, but also a team that he's going to come at you pretty hard with some speed and skill, and then dangerous power play as well.
Then anything you can give us in terms of any kind of detail on Gino? And then it's not been often that you've had the top three centers all gone in the same game. Usually you just have one. There's potential, I guess, for that tonight. So just talk about what the dynamics of that, lines and matchups and things like that.
I don't have any detail on Gino for you, and I can't really tell you exactly what the lineup's going to look like, so there's some challenges there, but I'm, you know, now Pascal Dupuy is going to be part of the big three, so he'll be most likely in that position tonight, playing center again, and probably keep him with Cook and Kennedy to have some stability there, some defensive play, and then we'll see how the rest of it plays out come game time with our matchups. It's going to be obviously a different story or different difficult with if Staal and Malkin don't play and our number one centers, Joe Vitale or Pascal Dupuy.
Dan, do you still hear Mike Babcock's voice in your head even as you get a little deeper into your coaching career having played for him?
It's a loud voice, you know. That's so yeah, I guess yes, I do still. And you watch the Red Wings a lot. You know, they're a team that, whether it's because I grew up playing or grew up in Michigan and being a Red Wing fan, or because they're an elite team and a better team, and certainly have been playing that way. We've watched them a lot, and you know, a lot of I try to learn something from everybody, and I learned a lot from Mike Babcock as a coach, and still watching their team and still watching what they do to see if there's not something there, and you can hear Mike's voice through a lot of that.
Dan, just to first off to confirm, Malkin is injury related, or is there off the ice thing, or something? Can you confirm it's definitely an injury at least?
You would be confirming something that I didn't say.
Right.
He's game time.
I was asking.
Yes, he's game.
All right, the other thing is either tonight or somewhere in the near future, Marc-Andre is going to hit his 200th win, I think it is. Just from where he was this time last year to where he is now, can you just talk about the way he's kind of just become such a steadying force on this group here?
And both this time last year, he probably had won eight or so in a row. That was after a tough start. And I think the one of the amazing things about last year is his consistency, which he maybe never had as a trademark of his play in his career, happened from about November 14 or so on. And he was as consistent as he's ever been at a high level. You know, he backstopped us in many of the games, gave us chances to win in a bunch of others, and was still the same dynamic a goalie with the knack for a big save and big game, as he always was. And that consistency has been a big part of last year, why I think he was one of the best goaltending performances in the league last year, and he's doing that again right now for us. His play has been outstanding. It's consistent. Even in a game you know, like last game in Long Island, you know, the first or second shot goes in, maybe not the greatest goal for him. Once we get to back to even in that game, and there's a feeling that they're not going to be able to get another goal to win the game from us. And that consistent level net as our team has been a real backstop for our team. It's been a backstop for our penalty kill. It's been a real confidence booster for our defense and our team, and he continues to do that. So he's put over a year now of that kind of consistent high level of play.
Can you just maybe give us an update? What is going to be the procedure when it comes to Sydney? What is the timeline? What is the next steps for him? The procedure to when we might see him again?
I don't have an update or anything on Sydney today.